I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, I like sports, you like sports, and to prove it, I'm going to throw it to Shippy for a quick NFL update.
Yeah, guys, this from Twitter. We're going to start with at OBJ on Twitter. That, of course, Odell Beckham Jr. He says, "One day," and I yell that because it's all in caps, "everything will all make sense in the end. I promise you, stories unfolding, it's all a part of the journey. Hashtag just wait."
So Landon Collins?
Do what?
Is that his teammate, Landon Collins?
I think he's about to get traded.
Yeah, I think he's about to get moved.
Oh.
That was sent at 2:55 p.m.
Why does he need to be moved? I mean, it's like he's already got paid. It's not contractual. He just hates that he's playing with Eli.
I wonder if part of it, though, is that they feel like they're so far away from getting his prime years and paying him all that money that if they can use him to reboot and be better in 2 years, that's the way they look at it.
So it's not him wanting to be traded?
Ooh, I don't know that. I was just looking at it from the Giants standpoint.
I thought he wanted to be traded.
And wasn't he pretty vocal about kind of being unhappy with the whole scene in New York and maybe Eli still being the quarterback and all that?
I do remember him doing all that stuff about me and Saquon love each other, we're brothers forever, and look at how much better we're making each other. But different people feel different things on different days, baby.
And there's one more NFL Twitter note here from at Le'Veon Bell. This was tweeted at 3:19. He says, free at last, thank God Almighty, I am free at last. Ha. With a bunch of those little hands up in the air emojis, like praise the air.
You know, there was a report, too, from the New York Daily News that word on the street is Le'Veon Bell had gotten up to about 260 pounds.
Oh,
kind of
but,
a fullback?
You know, that's kind of salacious. I don't think it really matters how much you weigh right now. So, yeah, no, that's interesting. And if anything happens, we will break it to you live because I could see a scenario where the 49ers get involved with Odell Beckham.
Well, if we have breaking NFL news, we're
going to
crack it open and throw it out on your skillet.
And he had a tweet that said it's just different over here, and there was a goat, and people were dissecting it trying to figure out if it was a ram.
Mm.
And like he wants to be a ram. And then he's in L.A. and saying, hey, it's just different over here. I want to be a ram.
I thought he was talking about he was hanging out with Dirk.
Could be. Hey, by the way, DeMarcus Lawrence is joining the Cowboys defensive line on a Miami vacation. He's wearing a shirt that said, honey, I need you. And he crossed out the H in honey and turned it into an M.
Money, I need you. That's funny.
Yeah, that's offensive.
What? Hey, what's up with the Coyotes, Kevin?
He just played for the franchise tag. You got a lot of guaranteed money. It's good.
Could have gone to the Coyote thing at that
yep.
point.
That
okay, Coyotes.
You guys want this intro?
So the other day, guys, I had Coyote situation. I've posted it on Twitter at KT Fun Tweets if you want to see it. Three photos of a pretty large coyote in the middle of the day. All right?
These are your original photos or you got them from somewhere?
I got them from somewhere.
Okay.
So I guess it's not original photos.
No, I want to look it up here. I've not seen this.
So, and then broad daylight. In fact, these were taken at the 2 p.m. hour, okay? Now,
oh, wow.
I've done a little research on my Nextdoor app and kind of my neighborhood. I'm not going to give out the street or anything. I don't want people to know exactly where I live.
Greenville Avenue.
Yes.
Near there. Yeah, sure. So one thing that said is, that I saw in the comments, that is, they said that is feet, I mean feet away from a playground at a daycare center.
Oh, my God.
And they also say if they're hunting in the daytime, the kiddos may look like easy prey. This is a potentially dangerous situation.
Are they worried about the kids beating up the coyotes?
Absolutely not. They're worried about the coyotes ripping the kids in two.
Really?
And then eating them?
That's never happened.
I mean,
coyotes are not dangerous animals.
They've been kicking joggers' butts all up and down Frisco.
Those joggers are so soft.
Oh.
Look, if you see a coyote, all you got to do is yell, boo, and it'll crap on itself, fall down, and pass out and play dead.
Can the person who was attacked, I know you're listening right now, and had to go to the hospital and then feared for your life as your jogging partner sacrificed their life to go rip
someone
the coyote
died.
Off you?
Someone died?
Almost.
Yeah, but you said they feared for their life after they went to the hospital, so they had police at the door in case the coyote showed up at the hospital to finish the job.
They had just come to.
Well, I didn't realize it was type of a situation.
I want the half-dead guy to call in at 877-881-1053.
Now, found another one. Another next story. This is 2 days after that, those pictures that I got. Two days after that, another update on this. Another side street, and it's very close, same area.
Martell.
Animal control recovered the body of my 2-year-old cat, who was killed in a coyote attack.
What's that cat doing out?
She goes on to explain that she had a picture of her cat. It's kind of fat. The cat was so fat that it could be a 3-year-old, like if you look at it. She said that the coyote ripped it into 2 pieces.
Why?
Which two?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Upper and lower.
Was there 2 front in the front, 2 in the back, 2 legs in the back?
It was like straight down the middle.
Yeah, was it right down the middle? That'd be a lot harder to do. And here's the thing. Why would a coyote do that? Isn't a coyote the whole point of it? It wants to eat it as prey, or is it killing for sport?
Well, it might be a little more aggressive than that, Ben.
I think it kills first and then determines the quality of the eaten later.
Okay.
We go to animal control guy Wayne.
What?
Wang.
He says, warning everyone. The next 4 to 6 weeks is mating season for coyotes.
Ooh, some hookup opportunities.
Do not let your dogs out alone and don't allow your outdoor cats to roam. And do not let your children play outside unsupervised.
Okay, so Shippy lost a bet. So he has to go hang out in Frisco where these coyote attacks have been.
Yep.
In a coyote costume. Yep. Now, we've got Frisco Heritage. It has agreed to let us borrow their coyote costume.
Okay.
I just, Shippy, if you don't mind, I think as part of the bet, you should just have to walk around on all fours out there.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm going to try to get some intel.
I like that. It's going to.
I like the idea of taking advantage of what season it is and Shippy has to mate with a coyote.
That's what I'm saying. on all fours, it's like anything goes.
Now, I've been doing a lot of coyote research here, and I've got a couple other ideas for Shippy here. Yeah. Okay. Because this animal control guy who posed the warning because it's mating season,
Wayne,
also says that coyotes are attracted to and can mate with unspayed or unneutered domestic dogs.
That's how you get a chupacabra, dude. I've been saying that.
I know, but what I'm saying now is that now I think Shippy's going to need to be neutered.
Oh. Okay. Do we have any neuterers out there?
Because you can't have Shippy dressed up like a coyote out there and he's unneutered, then the coyote and it's mating season, he could be attacked. Just looking out for the good of Shippy.
What if I attack a coyote and then we find out what a mix between me and a coyote would look like?
That'd be interesting. That's not that different than whatever Corey did in the showroom a couple weeks ago, right? We carried that live on the air.
It says spay or neuter your pet.
Wait, so is Corey going to hit me with a rock when I attack his rabbit?
Unspayed female dogs can attract male coyotes. Unneutered male dogs can be lured away by the scent of a female coyote in her ovulation cycle.
Ooh,
it's a trap. The dog sees that this female coyote is ovulating, and she's an estrus, and that dog goes and gets in there and the coyote freaks out on it because they get aggressive in mating season.
Wait, hold on. The female coyote is against the dog, or the male coyote comes home from a day at work being a coyote and sees that there's a dog in the house that snuck in to get a little work in?
Now, that's risky as well. There's another element to this. And I said it would depend on the relationship status of those certain coyotes.
He's pissed off because he's been chasing a roadrunner all day long. He's exhausted. He takes an anvil in the face over and over. Yeah. He walks in and some dog is hooking up with his woman.
Yeah. And he's not one of those coyotes that likes to watch that.
Yeah, of course. Right. He's a church-going coyote.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now,
that's
Wayne,
a cacote.
Animal Control Wayne also says this. You should be mindful that clever coyotes learn the daily schedules of people and their pets.
Come on!
If you let your dog out every evening at a certain time, chances are a coyote is well aware of your routine.
That's a coyote is a big malnourished rat.
I don't know, man.
You guys are acting like it's some...
I don't know, man.
Unbelievable. It's not a wolf, dude.
Look at Kevin's Twitter account, bro.
The difference between a coyote and a wolf is this. A wolf is basically a giant turkey, a Thanksgiving turkey.
What?
All right? And
you're
about to. I'm talking about the size difference.
Oh, size. Okay.
A wolf is a giant turkey, right? The biggest turkey you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And a coyote is a Cornish hen, right? And people are freaking out over a Cornish hen-sized rodent. It's a malnourished, Like real, real skinny German Shepherd that's real skittish.
Why have you even blocked Kevin's Twitter account and looked at these pictures? That is not a Cornish hen. That is a full turkey.
Why are we using farm birds to compare these wolves?
My mom is always like, y'all want to come over and have some Cornish hens?
Okay,
I can
so
do a different
here's
hen
what
for
I want to know.
Person.
Okay, that's what I want to know. A Cornish hen is delicious, but everybody should require their own individual. It's like a pan pizza.
Yeah. So what you do? So what you do is if you have four adults and two kids, you make five Cornish hens.
Yeah, kids can
the
split
kids
one.
Can split. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to go over there and have some Cornish hens with
okay,
them.
Do you look like sweet potatoes? We'll do a side binge.
Yes. She get so it's kind of like pluckers. Man. They can have like a.
Yeah.
I'd like the ranch dry rub.
Oh,
Cornish.
I burn the rolls.
Hey, so when are we going to do this, Shippy?
We got to do it before. Let's do it next week.
Yeah.
And I'm down.
I think he needs to go around to different parts of Frisco. Now, do we need to do it on a Saturday?
I think we need to do it on a Saturday.
Okay.
All
well,
right. Man, that really cuts into everyone's free time.
Well, I'm not going. I'm just going to make sure Shippy does it by following social media.
I can have a camera crew. I think
it'd be good to do during rush hour.
Okay, so if we do this, the question
people
is:
we're going into work.
Can we set up to do a remote somewhere near there and have Parker come in and work with Parker that day? And I know Intercom just freaked out because of hours.
Yeah, you're throwing out bad stuff right
but
now.
But if we want to take advantage of this, we need to do it during the week and have Shippy out on a corner, and we need to be nearby, so he has to come check in with us, and then we can make we can Facebook Live it.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and
no,
Shippy
we'll just film it.
Shippy is this his first time back on the corner since he quit the gigolo game.
Right.
Yeah.
I was my thoughts were
district.
Get
I
out there,
those days.
Do it in the morning when people are going to work.
That's mating time.
Trail of El Dorado.
I want Shippy out there at mating time.
Tip off Channel 5's Tim Siesco.
Yeah.
And get the Channel 5 news van out there.
The goal is to try to get people to call that hotline, right?
Yeah. Let's do it. I think Shippy needs to dress up in that costume like a coyote. And since there's been coyote attacks on joggers, we all need to dress up like joggers and just run by and stage scenes where we get attacked by Shippy. He tackles us and we fight him off.
What if we get some Tolo joggers to jog by as roadrunners?
Oh my God, that'd be great. I'd love it.
I love all of these
ideas.
This
sounds like something that should be easy to cobble together. Let's see if we can find some joggers that we know. To find roadrunner costumes?
Yeah. Why don't we do this? Active. We're trying to drive traffic to 105.3thefan.com. We've got more compelling content on there. Things are going really, really well for the website. Why don't we take our guy out there? We have a new Jedi production
John
guy.
John Price.
John Price is a beast. Let's get him to just follow Shippy around out there, and we'll do it either on a morning or on a Saturday, and we'll invite maybe some of the Tolos from our fan listener created Facebook page to come join us.
Yeah.
We'll turn it into a whole thing. They can be a part of the bit, and we'll film it, turn it into a video for the Facebook page and for 105.3thefan.com.
Do it near a bar.
Does John Wiley Price have time for all this?
Okay, it's a different guy.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought it was John Wiley Coyote.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Shippy.
So we settled.
How
nothing.
Do we get the costume?
Got to contact the Frisco Heritage
folks. So
we're
good.
We're good on the costume. We got
anytime.
It. Yeah.
Are you sure we can get it during mating season?
We should be able to.
Okay.
I need to find out if they have a pep rally or something. They probably don't want to
lose. That's
what I was
going. I was like, they got a basketball game or something?
Could I star in the pep rally?
That'd be great. All those kids with Shippy and a coyote costume.
A
so we'll. Do you guys think it's better in the morning on a weekday or on the weekend?
I think it's better on a weekday.
Okay.
And then we hopefully can set up to do a remote somewhere in Frisco.
Shippy, what time do you get up on weekdays? Noon?
I can get up whenever.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, pretty much around there.
Okay, good. Well,
will Jerry let us do our show from the star that day?
That'd be great. We could do our show. You know what we need to do? We're trying to hook up with Will McClay and do a sit down with Will McClay anyways.
It is mating season.
Yeah, it is mating season.
Maybe we could do a thing where we do interview Will or somebody else. We could do Broadus or Hellman and try to get some guests from the front office or somebody that day, and we broadcast from the star.
Yeah. Maybe Will would be All willing right. to do a coyote costume.
All okay. right. We'll get to the bottom of this situation, but everyone, I guess you guys are saying coyotes are trying to kill you. I'm saying they're not really that tough or aggressive. They're kind of skittish, so you're
bad
fine.
Take.
But
yeah.
They're just trying
bad
to, take, Ben.
They're
right.
just trying to hook up.
Someone
with
nearly
you.
Died.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.